News. I'm Laura Winters. Former President Trump speaking last night at the Faith and Freedom Coalition Conference in Washington, D.C. Jim Forbes with details.
Former President Trump believes his indictments are for the people.
I'm being indicted for you, and I believe the you is more than 200 million people that love our country. They're out there.
Speaking Saturday at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to the Majority Police Conference, Trump called his indictments a badge of courage. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 37 criminal counts relating to how he handled classified documents.
And while former President Trump is currently the front runner in the GOP, correspondent John Schaefer says it does not appear a fourth politician in Florida will be entering the 2024 presidential race.
A top advisor to Senator Rick Scott stated that the Florida Republican is not contemplating a White House bid. According to senior advisor Chris Hartline, Senator Scott is focused on securing a second term as a senator and has no plans to run for president. Hartline emphasized that while it's flattering to be mentioned for the presidential race, Scott has repeatedly expressed his intention to seek re-election to the U.S. Senate. This denial came in response to a New York Times article suggesting that Scott was considering joining the crowded 2024 GOP presidential primary field.
If you love your Starbucks lattes, you'll want to tune into this story, as some Starbucks workers could be walking off the job. Correspondent Brad Siegel on what's behind the move.
Workers at more than 150 Starbucks locations expected to strike over the next week over union claims the company is not allowing a Pride Month decoration. Starbucks Workers United says more stores are voting on strike authorizations, and the number of locations could reach nearly 200. Starbucks disputes the claims, arguing it encourages stores to celebrate Pride Month in June.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Our wide-open southern border is continuing to cause absolute chaos in terms of drugs coming into our country. The situation extremely bad in border states like Texas, Arizona, and California. In Southern California, two men are under arrest this Sunday morning and a significant amount of drugs seized by law enforcement. Lucinda Kay with the very latest.
Police and the DEA collaborated on two separate operations. In April, they got word of specific transportation, meth and fentanyl, about to be moved through the region. In May and June, they seized nearly 40 pounds of methamphetamine and more than 40,000 counterfeit fentanyl pills, plus a bunch of MDMA ecstasy. 28-year-old Luis Solorzano Bautista and 23-year-old Brandon Diaz are the suspects. San Diego's chief says there is no doubt these drug seizures save neighborhoods from overdoses and death. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Tennessee Senator Republican Marsha Blackburn sounding the alarm about China. Here's correspondent Brian Shook.
Blackburn is concerned about what she's calling the new evil axis. She took to Twitter and wrote, Russia, Communist China, North Korea, and Iran are working together to take down the USA. It comes amid Blackburn's ongoing criticism about the recent visit to China by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. She also wrote, China is set to plant troops and intelligence assets within 100 miles of the Florida coast. I'm Brian Shook.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Shop the best deals of the summer now at Lowe's. Freshen up your home inside and out with buy one, get one 50% off on select interior and exterior paints and exterior stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Plus, save big on select patio furniture and accessories with up to 50% off. Lowe's knows July 4th savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 6/28. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, more terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.